Hello, everyone. This is Tammy Graham, KSUT's Executive Director, and I am very pleased to welcome back Brigham Rinkle, who's the Executive Director of the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado, also the organization overseeing the SERF funds, the Community Emergency Relief Fund, that's ramped up pretty heavy duty in response to COVID-19 in our region. Thanks for joining me today, Brigham.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tammy.
You're welcome. So we spoke... what was that, 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe? I don't really remember now. A few weeks ago. And at that point, Community Emergency Relief Fund, SERF, had released a first round of funding. And I wanted to have you update our listeners on where things are at now.
Right. So at the end of March, we released $101,000 to 12 nonprofits. It was unsolicited, and it went to those nonprofits really on the front lines. So round two, we just released on April 30th, and we were able to fund some nonprofits through applications. So they applied to these grants, and we were really trying to make sure that we were giving grants to those organizations that weren't top of mind, that really were serving the front line. So we were able to give in a couple in every county. So would you kind of like to know who got it?
I would love to.
All right. So in Archuleta, it was Lowe's and Fish's, Food Equity Coalition, Aspire, Pagosa Peak Open School. So those guys got it over in Archuleta. And Dolores, we gave it to Dolores County Schools and Dove Creek Care and Share Food Pantry. Up in Silverton, we gave a little bit to the Silverton School District, and we matched it with the Family Learning Center. So nice coverage over there in Silverton. In Montezuma, we did the Montelores Early Childhood Senior Housing Options, and really that's serving the Madison House in Cortez. And then we did Center for Rural Outreach and Public Services, which is called CROP. And a lot of people don't know about that one, but they are doing great work over with the Ute Mountain Utes. So really excited to support them. And we could take a break because that's a lot of names, but I can do La Plata in a minute.
Great. That sounds good. I'm speaking with Brigham Rinkle, the Executive Director of the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado. We're speaking a little bit about some of the recipients from the first round of Community Emergency Relief Funds for our region's nonprofits and other organizations. What was the total amount of money in that first round that you were able to raise and then distribute?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did another 100,000. And so really exciting. We did 50,000 from SERF, and then we reached out. And, you know, it wasn't an easy decision to do it, but we knew some of our businesses were still doing okay and wanted to help. So we were matched by Alpine Bank, Bank of Colorado, Bank of the San Juans, First Southwest Bank, the Payroll Department, TBK, and Vectra. And then really special over in Montezuma, we needed a match of about $10,000 for those nonprofits, and the Valentine Family Fund matched that.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Gosh, there's just so much generosity, as we've seen several times of crisis in our region,
yeah.
And it's just so inspiring to see that happening again.
Yeah, so the update on SERF, we've raised $275,000 for SERF for the COVID-19. We've raised an additional $100,000 in matches for round one and round two, and we've given out $201,000 so far. And plus $10,000 to save the food, feed the people. It's crazy.
Which I do want to talk about in a minute. So,
sure.
In the past, what, 8 weeks or so? 6 weeks?
Yeah, since end of March, right? That's when we all kind of hunkered down and went, oh boy, this is big.
Yeah. Well, it's. I'm just glad that there's an organization like the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado that can kind of play that role of the hub of coordinating of these kind of funds, because otherwise I imagine a scenario where, you know, all these nonprofits are looking around and asking the same few entities and individuals for support. So what a great offering.
No, thanks. It's been crazy. I also am sitting on a Denver grant review committee and really watching, making sure Southwest Colorado is covered. And I know there's about a dozen other individuals in Southwest Colorado also serving on other, statewide granting, in making sure Southwest is remembered and receives funding for those statewide organizations. So it's great.
So let's circle back to La Plata County and the recipients from the first round.
Yeah. So it was Southwest Center for Independence, VOA, Compañeros, Alternative Horizons, Pine River Shares, Good Food Collective, La Plata Family Center Coalition, Durango Food Bank, Durango School District, Housing Solutions, Women's Resource Center, Durango Adult Education, La Plata Youth Services, Grief Center of Southwest Colorado, and Four Corners Rainbow Youth. And so over in La Plata, it was $29,500, and we doubled it with our match, so $59,000 to those organizations in La Plata who are really helping us with SURF efforts.
It's just wonderful, once again, to hear all of those and the diversity of nonprofit organizations that you've been able to support.
Yeah, that was the trick. That's what we're really looking for phase two. Some organizations got funded in both phases, but a lot of new names and a lot of new efforts. And, you know, we are really concerned here at the office, and I think our whole community is concerned about mental health and what we're going to do as this really, we're in this for the long game and how people are going to react to this now that it's nice. People sometimes are feeling guilty by going out. Other people aren't feeling guilty, and then people are angry. You know, I heard a lot of chatter about how many people were on the river, and part of me wants to say, great, they're on the river. But the other part of me wants to say, well, why are they all, you know, roped up to each other and in groups of, like, 25?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to figure out what's right and what's wrong. You know, I'm reading a book, and they had a big gathering, and I'm like, oh, you can't do that. And I thought, oh, now I'm applying it to my fiction reading, my new reality.
Yeah, well, it is a whole new reality for all of us, isn't it? A couple more things I'd love to touch on. So there's talk of a third round of funding from SURF.
Yeah, there definitely is. So in round three, we're going to focus on recovery. So the United Way and the Community Foundation will be focusing on efforts all surrounded around recovery. We're going to consider, and it's important to maximize our dollars, so we're really trying to consider how to do that. Who do we fund? How do we use our remaining dollars to really jumpstart the nonprofit economy? And when's the right time to do that? So right now, we anticipate an application to be out there towards the end of May, really taking our time and looking at those applications in June. Our timeline is not solidified, but we do know that's our next phase. And we do know that a lot of nonprofits have looked at their budgets and have adjusted their cash flow, and they're in trouble. And so how can we help them? What do we need to do?
Great. Well, we'll keep our eyes out for more information on that third round. I want to touch on Save the Food, Feed the People. There was a nice article in the Durango Herald today on this project.
Oh, my gosh. That made me feel so good. This is one of my little pet projects. This is the first person on my doorstep saying, this is something we can do now, and it really is going to help. So we had all those restaurants at spring break full of food, and then our spring break went kerplunk. And so that group used all the food through donations from the restaurants, and started making meals. They are up to 600 meals a week, really going out to the most vulnerable. Last week, they went out to Cortez and really helped out with some of those people who needed some food. And this is really great. Our Meals on Wheels has gotten overwhelmed with new requests, and so they're helping augment that. And the cool thing is, these are chefs. So this is not cafeteria food. These are delicious prepared meals, and we're also helping out 9R so that 9R has funding to feed the kids. But let's face it, if the kids are hungry, so are the parents. So we're able to prepare some meals and get them out there with them on the school buses for the parents.
What a wonderful project. All these amazing efforts, where do people learn more if they want to contribute, interested in keeping their eye out for that third round of funding?
Yeah, so nonprofits know that if they're on our Facebook and our Instagram, we do post everything there. So so it's the Community Foundation Serving Southwest Colorado, Instagram or Facebook. Our website's always up to date as well, which is communityfoundationservingsouthwestcolorado.org. And then we also have United Way as a partner, and so they're posting everything. But a really great site that if people don't know about it is SWCODA. So that's SouthwestCODA.org. And what that is, we started during the 416 fire. It's a resource for all these different organizations. So you can find resources for businesses, for individuals, for nonprofits, what the latest is from the San Juan Basin Health. There's all kinds of resources there. We'll announce that there. You can also donate to SURF right there. So you can do it on our website or southwestcoda.org. You can donate. And so people who are donating are donating to making sure the fabric of our community is strong by supporting these nonprofits. These nonprofits are an integral thread of our fabric of the community, and we want to make sure that we do what we can to help people thrive. I don't want them to survive. I want them to thrive.
Well, thank you again so much, Brigham, for all of your hard work and your board and your staff. I know you've all been as busy or probably more busy than ever these past several weeks, and thanks for all your hard work.
Yeah. Hey, and I wanted to say good luck to you. I know it's Giving Tuesday now.
It is.
And you guys are participating. A lot of nonprofits are. So anybody out there listening that has the ability to give a donation to your favorite nonprofit, today's the day. It's Giving Tuesday now, and lots of people are out there raising some very needed funds just to make sure they can pay their people. And we are back to basics at this point, right, Tammy?
Absolutely. We're basically down to, you know, just trying to keep everybody on staff and employed and just continue doing the basic things that we do to keep all our listeners informed. And I know a lot of nonprofits are in the same condition, and we would appreciate your support. It's been a really good day so far, and there's a lot of need out there. So thanks to everybody who's pitched in whatever ways that you have already, just in support of our wonderful region here in the five counties in Southwest Colorado and also in Northwest New Mexico. A lot of great efforts underway. Brigham, thanks so much for your time. I know you're super busy, and we'll keep our eyes out for more information on the good work of SURF and the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado. Thanks again, Brigham Rinkle, Executive Director.
Thank you, Tammy.